I was talking to this one lady about Palestine, and she was like, "You know what? I can't watch it anymore. I can't see another video. I can't see another picture. I can't learn about another story, about another baby, about another child, about another mother, about another father. I can't. I cannot. I'm done. I'm overloaded." And I was like, "Yep, I know. I feel that too." And a couple things, two things. One is, they have gone through over 470 days of this chapter of the genocide. They can't do another day. But they wake up tomorrow and they do it. They absolutely cannot lose another member of their family. But they wake up and do it tomorrow. And if they can do that, we can bear witness, we can watch, we can share. We can spread these stories as far as we can. And the second part of that is, years ago, I used to work with Deepak Chopra's team down in San Diego, and we lived there. And he was speaking at this one event I was working at, and he was talking about, this has to do with this, how we all need to meditate for an hour a day, a full hour a day. And this one lady put up her hand and she's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so crazy and busy and all work and kids and everything. I don't have time to meditate for an hour a day. That's crazy." And he's like, "Understood, understood." And he's like, "If you don't meditate for an hour a day, for those people that fall into that category, you meditate for 2 hours a day." The same thing is true here. If you absolutely cannot watch these stories, you cannot view them, you cannot know anymore, you are the ones that need it more than anyone else. So we watch and we bear witness and we share and we talk about that. Because if I close my eyes, if you close your eyes, if we turn away, this does not stop. This does not stop. We keep going. We keep watching, we keep sharing. Thank you. Free Palestine.